Please use your earphones. We are using the 8D audio technique, which creates a 360 audio experience. Without your earphones, you are missing more than 68% of our storytelling. Please enjoy.
I'm just a normal, talking, magical tiger that has lived for thousands of years. Nothing out of the ordinary, really. Now, if you want to know something extraordinary, let me tell you a story. You might have heard this one before as one of the stories from the West, but you'd be surprised that there is a version of this tale that came from Bali. And I'm not making this up. This tale has been told for hundreds of generations in Bali. We tigers remember these stories better than humans. Ah, Bali, the island of the gods. It is called so because it has beautiful nature and amazing art and culture. And long ago, on the island were two great kingdoms. In one such kingdom, they had a handsome and kind prince named Putu Oka, while in the other, they had a beautiful but proud princess named Putu Ayu. One day, a great darkness swept upon the land. It was the evil monster Rangda. Nobody could defeat Rangda, so brave Prince Putu Oka faced the monster and asked him to spare the land of Bali. The prince begged and begged, to which the monster replied,
"I will spare your land, but you will have to pay the price.
I will do anything to protect the land and the people of Bali."
"There won't be too good for you. And you will live with a curse. You will be an ugly little frog until a very proud woman will show her love for you. You will never find such a person, and you will be a frog forever."
Many years later, in the other kingdom, Princess Putu Ayu was playing near a pond. Suddenly, a gust of wind blew her scarf to the middle of the pond. It was her favorite scarf, and she was so sad that she began to cry and said,
"If anyone take the scarf from the pond for me, I will grant his or her wish, whatever that may be."
Suddenly, a small voice croaked,
"I will take the scarf for you, princess."
A moment later, an ugly little frog brought the princess her scarf. Princess Putu Ayu was overjoyed, but the frog reminded her of her promise. So the princess reluctantly asked what the frog wanted.
"I wish for no gold or silver. All I want is to be always with you, princess. And I get to eat my meals with you, sleep with you, always by your side, and you have to laugh me.
The princess laughed and left the frog. She returned to the palace, thinking the frog was making a stupid demand, and that she, a beautiful princess, can't be seen with an ugly frog. By the time she arrived at her palace, she thought the frog would have forgotten his wish, and there would be no consequences. She was wrong. The frog was already waiting for her at the palace with her father, the king.
"You are a princess,"
said the king.
"And a princess must always keep her promises. If not, how would the people of this kingdom look up to you?"
The princess was so sad. She had no other way but to keep her promise to the frog. The frog went everywhere the princess went. He also got to eat each meal with her and even slept on the same bed as her. But the princess showed no love for the frog. In fact, she hated him. She was too proud to be able to like him. One day, she couldn't stand the frog any longer.
"I can't take this anymore. Promise or no promise, I don't want to be with you, you ugly little thing."
And with that, she hit the frog so hard that he flew out the door. The frog ran away, and for a while, the princess was glad. But soon, a long dry season came to the kingdom. There was no rain for months, and people began to starve. Apparently, when the frog went away, he took all the frogs out of the kingdom with him. As you might already know, frogs like to sing when it's raining. But did you know, it is the frog's song that calls the rain? So, no frog, no frog song, no rain. As soon as the king knew about this, he sent his daughter, the princess, to find the frog and to apologize to him. The princess had no other option. She roamed the land for weeks and weeks until she found, on a large pond, the frog she was looking for.
"Please, dear frog, you and your friends have to return to the kingdom, or we won't have any rain."
"But you don't want me around, princess. You didn't keep your promises and threw me out instead."
"If you come back, I will let you have anything you want, and I will keep my promise this time."
The frog finally agreed. And guess what he asked? The same thing. He asked for no gold or silver, but to be with the princess all the time. To eat his meals with her, sleep with her, always by her side, and she has to love him. So, frogs came back to the kingdom, and with them, rain. And this time, the princess kept her promise. She did everything with the frog and even began to like him. Her proud heart began to melt for the little creature. And one day, she said to the frog as they were playing in the garden,
"Oh dear frog, I really enjoy your company. If only you were a man, I would love you and I would marry you."
And with that, a miracle occurred. The frog suddenly fell down as if he was dead. Then white smoke began to rise from his body. The smoke formed into a handsome young prince. The frog was Prince Butuoka once more.
"My dear princess, you have lifted my curse away."
"But who are you? And where is my friend the frog?"
"My dear princess, I was the frog. I am Prince Butuoka. I was cursed to be a frog until a very proud woman would show her love to me. And today, you did just that. You looked past your pride and showed me your love. Now, we shall be married and unite our kingdoms.
And they did just that, and had a grand wedding celebration. And what happened after that? Well, they lived happily ever after.